This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case involving the First Amendment and social media. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, at issue is whether the courts can bar officials at the White House and other executive agencies from talking to social media companies about information the government believes is false.
The plaintiffs include five individuals who were either banned from some internet platforms or whose posts were not prominently featured. They contend that officials at the White House, the CDC, the FBI, and a key cybersecurity agency sought to censor them by coercing social media companies into downgrading the prominence of their posts or dropping them altogether. The government hotly disputes that characterization, contending that it has a First Amendment right of its own to seek to persuade companies to avoid posting material that is false, misleading, and a threat to the nation's health and safety. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Israeli military is claiming that it has killed a Hamas leader in its operation today in a Gaza hospital. Israeli troops said that Hamas militants fired on them from Al-Shifa hospital. Israeli authorities did not provide evidence. Reports from the hospital say there have been many casualties. Palestinian civilians have been sheltering there. Russian President Vladimir Putin is thanking supporters for a landslide victory in his country's presidential elections. Putin is projected to take some 87% of all ballots after a three-day election ended yesterday. NPR's Charles Maines reports Russia's opposition and the West have declared the vote neither free nor fair.
Already in power for a quarter of a century, Putin now has a new six-year term that could see him overtake Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin as the country's longest-serving modern-day ruler. Appearing before supporters, Putin rejected charges the vote was undemocratic, saying Russians had rallied behind him when confronted by threats from Ukraine and a hostile West. Yet Putin faced only Kremlin-approved candidates, while anti-war challengers were weaned from the ballot. Election monitoring groups raised concerns of vote rigging, and Putin's fiercest critic, the opposition leader Alexei Navalny, died in a remote prison colony under mysterious circumstances just weeks before the vote. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
In the U.S., authorities in Minnesota say they have charged a second person in connection with the theft of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
76-year-old Jerry House Litterman of suburban Minneapolis is charged with theft of a major artwork and witness tampering. The federal indictment does not include details about his alleged role in the 2005 theft or how he may be connected to a man who pleaded guilty last year. The FBI recovered the shoes in 2018 while investigating an extortion plot.
Matt Sepik prepared that report. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is NPR. The CEO of United Airlines says his company is going to review safety training for all its employees. United pilots were already supposed to get an extra day of training. United CEO Scott Kirby spoke after several incidents, including an engine fire and a panel falling off a United jet. That jet was a Boeing model. Aircraft maker Boeing is already under scrutiny for its safety record. The National Transportation Safety Board says it is investigating a fatal car crash in Texas that involves a Ford electric vehicle. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports it was possibly using an automated driving system.
Authorities say the Ford Mustang SUV, which is equipped with the system, crashed into a Honda CR-V, which had stopped on an interstate highway in a main lane on February 24th. The driver of the Honda died as a result of his injuries. Investigators from the NTSB will be working with local authorities to determine if the crash was related to the driver assistance system. Ford says the system allows drivers to take their hands off the steering wheel while it performs certain actions, but requires the driver to pay attention. Several incidents have been under investigation that involved Teslas, which also have a similar system. There are no completely autonomous vehicles for sale to the public in the U.S. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The White House says President Biden has issued an executive order today focusing on women's health. He and First Lady Jill Biden are announcing the White House Initiative on Women's Health Research. It directs federal agencies that conduct research to ensure women's health is prioritized and integrated. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.